Some things just don't make sense.
I was just a home brewer. I lived in Brewery Town and was like, there's no brewery here.
Now Michael Wambolt's bringing the brew back with the opening of a brewery called Crime and Punishment on Girard Avenue.
When I go to the Midwest, I have told people out there that Brewery Town was the template for Milwaukee.
That's Pennsylvania brewery historian Rich Wagner.
There was a concentration of about 11 fairly large breweries in Brewery Town, and that was why it gave the name to the neighborhood. There were 11 breweries in a 7.5, 8 square block area between 30th and 33rd and between Girard Avenue and Oxford.
This is where the brewing's going to happen. If you can imagine, like, 3 big tanks here.
Back in the space on Girard Avenue, Crime and Punishment's Michael Wambolt, who has 2 degrees in theological studies and a passion for fighting injustice, calls opening this place his plan B.
We're going to do, like, a single hop series called Indecent Exposure. We have a farmhouse named Conjugal Visit. So we have, like, funny names like that, but we're also going to do a lot of names that shed light on some of the injustices in the prison.
Wambolt says, especially in a lower-income neighborhood like this, it's important for business owners to act responsibly. He plans to hire as many local people as possible. What about the beer? Wambolt says it would be amazing if the opening of Crime and Punishment sparked other breweries to open nearby and put the brewery back in Brewery Town. For WHYY, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.